Good afternoon. This is Eagle.
Hi, is this Alan?
Yes.
Good to speak with you, Alan. Alan, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. I do apologize for not getting back to you earlier. It's been, I guess, a very busy day on our operations side, and I only did just get the message here. Now, were you wanting to cancel your service with us?
Yeah, we. I had no idea, but Rosetta had already been working on something, and I just found out about it a few hours ago.
Okay.
And it's, I apologize for that.
Well, I mean, I spoke with Rosetta too, and unless she just started this, you know, yesterday, you know, she's aware of what she was doing for your business and also aware that we would be able to help you guys. And I think you guys had talked about it before I spoke with you yesterday. So, I mean, I think the main concern that you guys are having right now is those one-star reviews that need to be removed from your Google listing. That's one part of the process. Obviously, having you on that first page of Google and getting calls directly to you, people hiring you for your services, that's the main goal. So we want to get rid of those bad reviews first, but also move your business to the first page where in Nashville people have a lot of opportunities. I mean, you want to be one of those opportunities that stand out on that first page. So I'm not sure exactly what Rosetta is doing or what we can do to keep you a satisfied client. I mean, I do see from the notes we have a Google call scheduled already to merge old reviews and remove the fraudulent ones. So we're already working with Google's back-end team to fix the problem that I said would be a top priority for us. I don't think we're breaking the budget here. We're looking at $199 a month. I mean, what can we do to keep you at least on board this month to help you get that set up, get that squared away, or is Rosetta going to take care of that on her own?
Well, I had no idea. When I talked to you, I hadn't discussed it with her. I just...
Yeah. Well, I thought that's why we went with the local campaign instead of the Facebook ads, because you guys were kind of on the fence with the Facebook ads, but both on the same page that having a professional digital marketing firm, especially one that is partnered with Google, gets to work immediately to remove those Google reviews. I mean, when I look at your Google profile, I see a bad review from a year ago, from 7 months ago, from 4 months ago. So this is something that's been going on for some time now, and you've got the right people working on getting this resolved for you. Like I said, we already have a call scheduled with Google to fix this for you. So, I mean, certainly would be happy for the opportunity to get that going for you. Whatever Rosetta is doing to get your business moving forward, whether it's to help you get more phone calls or more jobs, I mean, we're not going to step on her toes. I think that is a good thing that you've got someone in-house working to help you get more business, but having a professional SEO company that works with Google's back-end team get this problem sorted out that's been a problem kind of plaguing you going back almost a year here. I mean, for the $199 that you've already paid for the service, it just seems like it'd be the smart course of action to have us continue to work on that.
Yeah, that's my thoughts on it. And but she held that department, and I get advice from her because she's in that department. So, but I thought I could go ahead and get away with it just since I got it down to 190.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny the way you said it. I don't mean to laugh because this is a serious matter. Your business, your livelihood, getting customers to call you, getting rid of reviews that shouldn't be there in the first place. That's no laughing matter. But when you said that you thought you could get away with it, I mean, I thought that you guys were kind of on board with us at least getting your Google listing.
We were kicking it around. And so when I talked to you, and kind of got it down to under $200.
Right. Yeah. With the basic pause.
I can just go ahead and do that and no big deal. So, and so I couldn't actually do the rest that I needed to on the computer because that's her job. And
yeah.
So she finds out that I went ahead and signed up, and she said she was working, had been working on it again yesterday and day before yesterday. And I said, well, I had no idea that you've been working on the page. She said, yeah. So.
Well, we are not trying to step on any toes, you know.
Right, right.
I hope she's not feeling threatened either by the fact that
you
made this decision without her, or that we would be doing something that might normally fall under her jurisdiction. I mean, we're just wanting to do this for you. And like I said, when you and I talk, you know, Google doesn't want this to happen. Google needs to be made aware and have it made clear to them that these reviews shouldn't be there in the first place. So, you know, I don't know what success she's going to have or how long, if you know, she's been aware of the problem or when she first started working on that. But I know that we can solve it for you. And like I said, we already have that that Google call scheduled. You know, the month is paid for, you know, and you wouldn't even have a payment scheduled until May 2nd. And it's $199. We don't have to do the Facebook ads now or really at any point, although I still think that's good for you and for Nashville. Now, you know, certainly we already have the process started. And we didn't sit on our hands. As soon as you became an active client, we got on the phone and started working with Google to get the problem fixed here. And I know that we would have it fixed, and that even before May 2nd, we'd have that fixed. You'd be glad that we did. Even Rosetta, I'm sure, would be glad that we did. I mean, the $199 is not going to put you out of business, but it could help you, not save your business. I don't think these bad reviews are going to sink you entirely, but you know that it's costing you opportunities that people might not look past the star rating that's being averaged out by your five-star reviews from real clients and, you know, cut in half with those one-star reviews that shouldn't even be there. So you are losing opportunities. You're losing jobs. I mean, the $199 is, you know, a drop in the bucket compared to lost revenue that even today, and as the weather warms up and people start looking for a moving company and they bypass you because of that star rating, or maybe they look at a couple of reviews, they don't realize it shouldn't be there. They see people saying horrible things, not about you, but it looks like it's about you. I mean, that $199, let me ask you this. I mean, obviously, we already have the process started, and I'd certainly like to continue that process. I know that you're still talking with Rosetta. You weren't even aware that she was trying to work on it, and maybe not now even aware of what she might be doing. But like I said, that $199 is more than fair for the amount that we're going to put in working directly with Google. I would be willing, though, to push your billing out 2 extra weeks so you wouldn't have a second payment scheduled on May 2nd. It wouldn't be scheduled until May 16th. That gives you a full month and a half before you'd have to even consider making a payment. It is still month to month. You can still cancel even, you know, then. But at least that's going to give us not just the time we need to get your reviews removed, but the time that we need to get you on that first page, get those calls and jobs coming your way, continue to earn your business. I mean, I don't want to step on Rosetta's toes, but I mean, obviously, as a Google channel partner working directly with Google's back-end team, not only will we have better results, our process is going to be a lot smoother than hers. I mean, I know she's got other things to do than try to fix this. And like I said, those reviews go back about a year or so. If we could take that off of her plate, you know, I mean, there's there's a lot of things that we can do on our own, including moving our own furniture. We could get a U-Haul and make as many trips as necessary to do it ourselves. But there's a really good reason that we hire professionals to do some of the things that we either A, can't do as well, or don't have the time and resources or knowledge to do, or really it's still a smart investment to have it paid for professionally. I mean, I can have my wife cut my hair or try to cut it myself. Or I can go down and have a professional who's been doing it for 2 decades do a fantastic job for a fair price, yeah. Right? I know we can help you. I'm more than happy to push your next payment out 2 weeks. You wouldn't even be looking at a payment until May 16th. I would send you an invoice, not a bill. I wouldn't want you to think of it as a bill. But I would update the billing information and email it out to you just so you can see that your next payment wouldn't even be scheduled until May 16th. And, of course, you can cancel it any time between now and then. I don't think you'll want to, though. I don't think you'll need to. You'll be happy you didn't.
Right. Well, let me deal with her.
Okay.
And we'll go ahead right now and just leave it on there. And I'll discuss it over again with her.
Absolutely.
So,
and you know, feel free to reach out to us at any point in time. We do have a first touch scheduled. So in the next week to 2 weeks, we'll be calling back anyway as we continue to work on these things to give you an update, make sure that you're aware of exactly what's going on, make sure that you have all the tools at your disposal to access your tracking and things like that. So we'll definitely be reaching out to you. I'm going to send you now the invoice, like I said, not the bill that you have to pay, but just so you can see the new billing date on there reflecting May 16th. And then I've already put it on my calendar to call you that week, just to make sure that we talk to you before the payment would even be scheduled. So that's a Wednesday. I'll call you on the 14th, which is Monday, okay? But I know we'll talk to you before then, and I'm pretty sure, in fact, very confident, that you'll be happy that you're letting us do this for you. And I'm really actually pretty excited that we can make a difference for you, because I know, speaking with business owners, how frustrating it can be when you're trying to deal directly with Google.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you can.
It's nearly impossible. You don't know where to turn. You get phone numbers that don't go anywhere at best. So absolutely, you've got kind of a secret weapon here. You know, we've got the ability to deal with Google directly and make changes where business owners just don't have the resources. So like I said, I'll get that email out to you just to reflect the new billing date. We'll be calling you guys back soon. You can feel free to reach back to us at any point in time.
Okay. All right,
Alan.
Okay.
I appreciate you, and again, the opportunity to speak with you and earn your business. You have a wonderful Friday and enjoy the upcoming weekend.
Okay, you too. Thanks,
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure.
Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.